During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
In 2007, my foundation started the Clinton Global Initiative University Program, or CGIU, to bring college and university students together to create change in the U.S. and around the world. Our 2022 annual meeting was a special one, as we joined with our virtual host campus, the American Association of Community Colleges, to bring together more than 400 student leaders from around the world representing 70 countries and more than 200 schools. So why am I telling you this? Because graduation season is here, and soon a new generation of leaders will take their energy, their ideas, and their action out into the world to help solve the challenges we all face. And the more opportunities we provide for more people to pursue higher education, the better off we all are. On today's episode of Why Am I Telling You This, you will hear a conversation between Hillary and Dr. Jill Biden, who continues to teach at a community college as First Lady, about why community colleges are one of the great cornerstones of America's education system and the important role they play in shaping the leaders of tomorrow. I hope you'll come away from this episode like I always come away from CGIU and from every trip I take to a community college, feeling much more optimistic about our future. Hello, and thanks to all of you for joining us. I'd also like to thank each and every one of you from the CGIU class of 2022 for coming together to take action on some of today's most urgent challenges. I thank you for more than 300 commitments to action you've made. And I'm grateful that in addition to fulfilling these projects, you're still looking to do even more. We need your energy, your action, your creative cooperation. We need them urgently. While we've made significant progress in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, deep inequities still exist around the world in access to vaccine and care. Here in the U.S., the pandemic also has ripped off the cover of longstanding disparities and injustices in virtually every aspect of American life. Meanwhile, the existential threat of climate change continues to grow, and democracy is under assault all around the world, of course, most painfully and glaringly in Ukraine. The number of displaced people and refugees worldwide is higher than it's ever been and rising. And it seems that all across the globe, people are pulling away from those who are different, putting our future at greater risk and making it harder and harder to solve the challenges and seize the opportunities right in front of us. In the face of this growing wave of divisive tribalism, you offer one of the best examples for how I think our world ought to work, rooted in what I would call inclusive tribalism. You come from all around the world. You represent different schools and just about every demographic distinction you can think of. You're proud of the specific schools you attend and the parts of your identity that make you the unique person you are. But the fact that we're proud of who we are doesn't mean we can't come together as a larger community focused on turning ideas into action for the greater good. That's inclusive tribalism. We all have unique perspectives. We all have something different we bring to the table. What we have in common is that each of us can make a difference in the lives of people in our community and around the world. And because of that ability to make a difference, we each have a responsibility to act, to make good things happen, and to do it together. While the challenges our world faces today are quite steep, CGIU has always been about what we can do, not what we can't do. By bringing diverse partners together to take action and achieve results, we can create a culture of possibility in a world hungry for hope. In this moment of both peril and promise, your generation can be the engine of profound transformation, but it will take hard work, determination, cooperation, and innovation. I believe you'll rise to the challenge, and I'm looking forward to an inspiring meeting.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for this really important conversation. Community colleges are close to my heart, and at CGIU, we have seen their power in preparing the leaders of tomorrow to tackle our biggest challenges. And there is a leader who knows a lot about the importance of community colleges, and that is Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Biden, or as her students like to call her, Dr. B, has spent her entire career in the classroom, teaching high school and then community college students. She continued teaching even as she became Second Lady and then First Lady of the United States. And today she teaches English at the Alexandria, Virginia campus of Northern Virginia Community College, just outside Washington, D.C. When we were thinking about who we would dream of having at this CGIU, we could think of no one better to talk about the role community colleges play in equipping students from all walks of life with the skills and opportunities they need. So I'm going to start by asking Dr. Biden, you've been a community college professor for almost 30 years now.
More, probably.
Even more. And you said that when you moved from teaching at a high school to Dell Tech, something clicked for you. And you've continued teaching the whole time that your husband, President Biden, has been in public service. So what is it about this job, Dr. Biden, that is so special to you?
Well, first of all, you know, thank you so much for inviting me to join you today, Hillary. And you and Bill and Chelsea are doing such great work here at CGI. But I was especially excited to learn that this year you were partnering with an organization that I really worked with for so many years, the American Association of Community Colleges. And I used to call community colleges America's best kept secret, but with organizations like yours and AACU shining a light on all the incredible ways they serve students, the secret is now out. But to your question, you know, I had been teaching high school English, I guess, for, I don't know, maybe 13 years. And one of my colleagues said to left to go teach at a community college and called me up and said, Jill, this is the best thing ever. You got to come teach at community college. So I waited until there was a job opening and then I applied and got the job. And then I have to tell you, Hillary, I mean, I went and Del Tech, where I started, was different than anything I had done before because it was the first time that I had taught adults. So many of my students, as you well know, were working. Some had children. Some were taking care of their parents. So when we talked about literature, they had, you know, so many life experiences. They talked about their travel, their jobs, their families. And, you know, my life was a little different than theirs, but I saw so much of myself in them, in that I really connected with my students because here I was teaching full time. I had three children and I was going to grad school. So I knew what some of these struggles were and how hard it was to try and sort of juggle it all. And I think that's what makes community colleges so unique. You know, they serve students from every walk of life and they meet students where they are. And I have students, and this is one of the really great things about teaching at the community college, especially here in Northern Virginia, is that the diversity, I mean, and the different cultures. I have students this semester from all over the globe, like Ukraine and Honduras and Ethiopia. And, you know, I think I learn more from them than they probably learn from me because they write about their lives and their stories, and they just add so much more richness to the classroom. So, you know, but when I started teaching at the community college, I realized that a lot of my students, especially women who were returning back to school, didn't have a lot of the support I had. And so I thought, geez, we have to have a women's mentoring group on campus. And I found that many of the women who came back maybe didn't have some of the skills in technology. So many of them had math anxiety, and they were, you know, just trying to juggle it all. So when I mentored these students, I felt like I was really making a difference. And Hillary, I don't know whether you know this, but some of these, you know, I especially taught this one woman who left her husband. She was abused. She was living in her car with her children. She got into a shelter. They saw how smart she was. They got her into the community college, and it changed her whole life. So I mentored her and I helped her write an essay. And then she got into a four-year college, and now she's an accountant and she has this great life. And there's so many stories like that. I mean, there's just hundreds of them out there. They're just a place for people to get a second chance or to advance the skills that they already have or change careers. I mean, they really do so much. And I just can't say enough about them, as you probably can tell. So anyway, that's why I love teaching at community college.
And I love hearing you talk about it, Jill. It really, it warms my heart so much because it just is conveyed so clearly. And at the end, when you said it's really a second chance for so many people and how they need a little bit of help and a little bit of support to be able to find themselves, I just love hearing you talk about it. And your experience, I think, goes right to the heart of why we are partnering with the community colleges in our country.
Well, you know, like you said, we all need a little help sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you've seen that for yourself. I mean, you put 18 million cracks in the ultimate glass ceiling, but that comes with a lot of uncertainty and questions. So, Hillary, did you have mentors? And, you know, what were some of the lessons that you learned from your mentors?
Oh, I did. And honestly, I don't know how anybody gets through life, let alone education, without having people that can guide them, offer constructive criticism. One of my great mentors was one of my first bosses when I went to work for Marion Wright Edelman at the Children's Defense Fund. And, you know, she she really not only showed me the good that lawyers can do in trying to defend people, particularly children who often need some extra help to protect them against all kinds of challenges, but also how to do it as a wife and mother, you know, someone who was, as you said, raising children while working, while trying to make a difference. And I can go all the way back to my sixth grade teacher, someone, Mrs. King, who was so encouraging to me. And it's those memories of people who, yeah, they did their job. I mean, obviously, that's part of it. But more than that, they took an interest in the people they taught or that they worked with. And they went the extra bit to try to find out what could help that individual. And I think that kind of mentoring is so important. And it's important at all stages of our life. But, you know, for me, obviously, I know that your education is never finished. I'm always learning new things. And in the world today, we have to keep learning or we'll fall behind. And as you rightly pointed out, some of the people that you were teaching needed some additional help with technology. Yeah. And a lot of the jobs our economy needs most, and I'm going to put in a shameless plug and say what a great job your husband's administration is doing on employment. And I'm so proud of that. But some of the jobs that we're going to need haven't even been invented. And some of the jobs people are doing now weren't around 15 or 20 years ago. So as someone who's been involved with community colleges, how do we keep giving students the education so that they can get the skills they need as the workforce changes? And really, there's no better institution in our economy to do that than community colleges.
No, I agree with you. And I think one of the things, you know, community colleges really have a major role to play in that. And I've traveled to so many community colleges and seen so many different programs, whether they're in clean energy or technology. And I was just at Intel, and actually the president of Intel went to a community college and we connected right away. And here's his company. They're making computer chips and he's hiring community college students. And, you know, really, it's all about jobs. And so most of my students know that they will have jobs when they get out because there's all these partnerships. And especially in the healthcare field, I mean, communities desperately need nurses and EMTs, especially during this pandemic, radiologists, ultrasound technicians. And so they all know that they will have jobs when they graduate. That's what community colleges do best, to help communities all across the country, no matter what field it's in.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know, I've often thought that community colleges could be one of our best exports because it makes such a difference in our education system.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, I traveled to several Latin and Southern American countries, and a lot of them are starting community colleges because a lot of their communities have some of the same needs that we have. And I love, you know, I love how Joe just gets all this and is putting so much money into workforce development. I have to give him my own plug, but he hears it every night at the dinner table when I tell him what's going on and, you know, the kind of programs that we have. So anyway, but it's clearly something that you understand as well. And, you know, I was so excited to know that CGIU is partnering with community colleges this year and is working further to diversify its global community of student and alumni leaders. So I would love to know what excites you the most about the student leaders coming out of colleges throughout the world.
Oh, it's so wonderful to look back on the CGIUs that we've held. We used to, of course, hold them in person, which was really thrilling to actually meet students from all over the world. And then because of the pandemic, you know, we had to move to virtual, but we've kept it going. Right. And I have to say several things really stand out. I mean, it's a self-selected group. People hear about CGIU or maybe somebody recommends that they look at it. And so they say, hey, I'd like to do that because I have an idea or I want to meet people from everywhere across the globe. And so the students come often with some specific ideas. I mean, we always have some competitions around ideas for new businesses or new job creation. We have a coding contest that we give students a problem and how do they come up with some kind of technical way to address that problem. So I've just been so impressed at the level of curiosity and passion and interest and determination. It's really been wonderful to see them. And part of why we wanted to focus on community colleges this year is because, as you said earlier, a lot of people are going back to school. Or they're coming into community colleges after taking time off or having a different set of experiences in the work world or in their personal life. And, you know, we've got so many students who are hungry for an education and, frankly, for the kind of mentoring that you were talking about. When I see our student body for CGIU, I'm so encouraged. And I know that our world will be in good hands if they get a chance to make their contributions. And we have hundreds and hundreds of students watching us in this conversation. And I want to underscore something you said, because I know some of them really related to the fact that, you know, they face challenges, whether it's finding childcare or supporting their parents while they're going to school or working a job full time while they're also trying to get an education, but they have to pay the bills. And those challenges got so much more complex during COVID. And so the theme for this CGIU meeting is about building resilience. And, you know, that's something that I think all of us have to learn in life over and over again, not just once. And you've been such a role model in so many ways for so many people. And for the students who are watching, do you have any advice or any message for students today coming out of a pandemic, coming into a lot of uncertainty, trying to make sense of all of it, about how they personally can find the resilience to keep themselves going despite whatever setbacks they face?
Well, this has been, you know, such a tough year. And, you know, my students honestly just inspire me every day. You know, they've had to deal with things that really no other generation has had to deal with. And our world has just changed in so many ways that, I mean, heck, we don't really fully understand yet. But what we do know is, you know, that you've made it this far. And that says, you know, that's what I say to my students. You have such strength and grit. And I hope that, you know, that you're proud of what you've accomplished, because I feel so proud of them. And there was a poet who once said, "What matters most in life is how well you walk through the fire." So my message to the students is, sooner or later, we will all have to walk through the fire. And some of us will stumble and fall, and maybe we'll feel alone. But we're never alone. And sometimes people can't see that pain that hides behind your smile. But if we give them the chance, they can help us shoulder the weight of our lives. And I think that, you know, we give our hearts in little ways, like the words we use, the conscious decisions we make to be present, the small acts of kindness. And sometimes I think the most courageous thing we can learn to do is lean on our communities. And I think that's what we give to each other. You know, it's our vulnerability, our brokenness, and the chance to be someone else's strength in return. And I think that that's what community colleges are. They help students find their confidence and build their skills and feel like they're part of this big family that supports them. And they know that they can go out into the world and get great jobs and really, and then in turn, build better communities. So, you know, I'll be back there in the classroom tomorrow and, you know, helping them move forward. And like I said, Hillary, I can't say enough good things about the power of community colleges. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, thank you so very much. Honestly, that was such an incredible answer. And your students are so lucky to have you in the classroom. And I just think every student watching that answer is going to take something away because they are going to feel that they have the strength and ability to continue to pursue their own dreams. And I just can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing your experience and sharing your heart with all of the CGI students. You really are making a difference, and I'm thrilled that more people are going to be able to see and hear what you say and take that to their own hearts. So you make me more hopeful about our future.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you
I
so,
hope so
much.
They make me hopeful. My students make me hopeful. So thank you, Hillary, for focusing on community colleges. It'll make a real difference. Thank you.
Thank you for everything you're doing. Our hearts and our hearts and energy go with you, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Why Am I Telling You This is a production of iHeartRadio, the Clinton Foundation, and At Will Media. Our executive producers are Craig Manassian and Will Malnati. Our production team includes Jameson Katsoufis, Tom Galton, Sarah Horowitz, and Jake Young, with production support from Liz Raftery and Josh Farnham. Original music by Watt White. Special thanks to John Sykes, John Davidson, Angel Urena, Corey Gansley, Kevin Thurm, Oscar Flores, and all our dedicated staff and partners at the Clinton Foundation.
Hi, I'm Aisha Alexander. I'm Senior Impact and Design Manager and a proud alumni of the Clinton Global Initiative University, CGIU. President Clinton and Chelsea often say that you're never too young to make a difference. And at CGIU, we're working to engage the next generation of leaders on college campuses across the country and around the world to turn their big ideas for social change into meaningful action. Through our year-round program of mentorship, skills training, and partnership building, we're cultivating a community of more than 10,000 students and alumni who are committed to taking real concrete steps towards working together and solving the pressing global challenges that affect us all, from responding to COVID-19, to expanding access to clean water, to supporting refugees, and so much more. The students of CGIU demonstrate the future of impact. Learn more about this work and see how you can get involved. Visit www.clintonfoundation.org/podcast.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.